This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran said one of its most prominent nuclear scientists was assassinated Friday in an attack on his car outside Tehran. Their statement, carried by state media, said Mohsen Fakhrizadeh died of injuries at the hospital after assassins fired on his car, with the defense ministry adding they engaged in a gunfight with his security team. Fakhrizadeh had been described by Western, Israeli, and Iranian exile opponents of Iran's new clerical rulers as a leader of a covert atomic bomb program halted in 2003. An Iranian military commander said Iran would strike back against the killers. An Iranian diplomat went on trial in Belgium Friday, accused of plotting to bomb an Iranian opposition rally outside Paris in a case that has stoked tensions with Tehran. Assadollah Assadi, formerly based in Vienna, faces a 20-year prison term if convicted of being behind the attack that was thwarted in June 2018. After Friday's session, the second part of the trial is scheduled to take place next Thursday. The court is then expected to adjourn to consider its verdict before ruling early next year. Four people were shot dead and dozens wounded in Iraq's South Friday. In Iraq's South Friday, medics said, in clashes between anti-government protesters and supporters of firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr. The violence erupted as tens of thousands of Sadr supporters hit the streets of Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriyah in a show of force as preparations ramp up for June parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi has called for early polls to take place in June 2021, nearly a year ahead of schedule, to fulfill a key demand of last year's protest movement. From Washington, this is VOA News.